Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, product marketing specialist at Apptio, an IBM company. And welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things agile and give insights to help organizations in agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of agile practices. Everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we are redefining agility by focusing on connecting strategy to execution. I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we're looking ahead at 2025 and how organizations are evolving their approaches to agility. We'll explore predictions for the future of workflows, the rise of strategic agility, and how strategic portfolio management bridges execution with enterprise-wide outcomes. And joining me is Greg Shield, Group Manager for Enterprise Tooling of C-Prime Elaborate, who will be sharing how organizations are aligning portfolios with business objectives, optimizing investments, and staying adaptable in a constantly changing environment. And so together, we'll uncover strategies to achieve agility, deliver measurable outcomes, and remain competitive in the future of work. And hey, Greg, welcome to Amplify Agile. Can you please give us a quick introduction of yourself?
Thanks, Tracy. I'm Greg Shield. I've been with C-Prime Elaborate for nearly 10 years. We're a consultancy based in Australia. We've been delivering ways of working change for over 15 years in the APAC region. I'm now the group manager of enterprise tooling, heading up our tooling practice to support our clients.
Thanks for that introduction, Greg. So glad to have you here. And so let's just get into it. One big shift that we're seeing is how Agile is evolving, not just scaling, but truly bridging the gap between strategy and execution. And so there's been a lot of discussion about how Agile is dead. You know, what's your take? Do you think Agile is dying or is it evolving into something new?
Yeah, so I would say that we've definitely moved on from capital A Agile. But like that agility that organizations have been on the journey of for the last 15, 20 years or longer, it's still a core need of organizations today. So it's just evolved to address the modern challenges that everyone's facing. That was very much a different time back then. We've been talking to leaders about the importance of being a dynamically adaptable organization. So it's kind of a different lens, but you know, you have different requirements now that these organizations need to adhere to, and the environment's drastically changed and everything's a lot faster. So, you know, what we're seeing now is organizations are shifting the focus to scalability and enterprise impact and being able to actually measure that impact, which I think was a key thing that agility struggled with over the years. But yeah, like the behaviors and decision-making that has come through those programs, those change programs, is still foundational, but yeah, we just need to adapt it to the new priorities.
Yeah, I agree. Agility is still very essential, but you know, the way organizations approach it is definitely shifting to meet these new challenges. So you mentioned scalability and enterprise-wide impact. This ties into a trend that we're seeing where companies are moving beyond just scaling agile to embracing strategic agility. And so how do you see this shift playing out in 2025? And what does strategic agility really mean for enterprises?
Yeah, so for us, it's been like a long-term trend. Like agile ways of working started very much at the team level. It's moved up all the way through the organization. So now for us, like this is emphasizing, you know, actually meeting outcomes and having the data to prove that we've met those outcomes. So practically, you've got the whole organization aligned from enterprise goals all the way through to execution, ideally with a single view of work. So that leaders and people at the team level and everyone in between can have that real-time information about where things are actually at to be able to make decisions. So a lot of people have struggled with actually the time taken to actually get the information to make a decision through, you know, PowerPoint decks or Steerco packs or whatever it is, but we're really pushing to have that real-time information so that you can actually make the decision at the right time. But yeah, as well now, finance is critical to this. We now have the ability to actually link that to the financial system and provide that transparency, which has been missing. And now you can actually allocate people effectively. You can measure ROI on things. You can measure the costs of a decision that you make. And just the tooling's come a long way as well. Like any of the tools with strategic portfolio management capability, like target process, the bridge of the delivery and the strategy together, and you can actually measure the results and you can understand the cost implications of that.
Strategic agility is clearly about aligning work to enterprise goals, real-time decision-making, and financial transparency. And so another big shift that we're seeing is a rise of hybrid workflows, combining agile with waterfall or other methodologies. Why do you think hybrid approaches are becoming more prevalent?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've become more prevalent, but they actually have. They're being unearthed a lot more now. Like, I think it was always unspoken, maybe under the covers. True. But yeah, we've always followed a pragmatic approach. Like every organization, like a government organization or a corporation or whatever it is, they've all got their own complexities, got their own context, got their own constraints. So like hybrid workflows, enable the organization to the flexibility to meet whatever they're facing. So, balancing governance, for example, with delivery, whether it be delivery of something in a waterfall way or an agile way or any other way, it's critical. So, you can actually have the organization run the way it needs to run to serve whatever its purpose is, but giving teams and individuals the room to be effective, but also remaining compliant or, fulfilling whatever governance constraints they have. So yeah, what we're seeing as well is that with hybrid approaches, you're trying to create consistency, enough consistency across the organization, which we do through the tools, with workflows that, impose some structure, not too rigid, but don't limit the effectiveness of the teams and whoever's delivering.
Yeah, so flexibility seems to be the key driver behind hybrid workflows, especially when balancing governance with agile delivery, as you mentioned. And the next major shift that we are seeing is how data and AI are shaping agile practices. Real-time insights are now becoming essential for decision-making as well. And how do you see teams leveraging operational data in 2025 to improve their workflows?
Yes, it's a lot of internal and external data, I guess I'd say. Like, there's just a lot to take in. But ultimately, if you have real-time data, it's going to enable you to make faster adjustments. So, you've got the data to back your decision, or you've got internal strategies that you want to, that you're being asked to deliver on, then you can actually have the data to see how's this going to play together. So looking at that, then you can actually get into, scenario modeling or different planning things and any sort of predictive analytics to help you. But then also back to the cost conversation, then you could start to maybe see what this decision is going to actually cost us. And I think we're seeing a lot of teams using and organizations using a lot of aggregated data. So they're aggregating all their data together from many different sources. And then that's being surfaced back to people and in context. So that's going to speed things up and allow for a lot more informed decisions with information from many different sources.
Yeah, it's great that how real-time data and predictive analytics are really able to shape how teams adapt and plan. And so AI is also a game changer in workflows across the industries, obviously. And so what role do you see AI playing in agile practices, and how can it help teams deliver faster and smarter?
Yeah, so I think people are looking for AI to automate any of the sort of lower level tasks, I guess you would say, with the promise of, freeing teams or individuals to actually work on the higher value work. But it sounds fancy, but I think what actually it's giving us structure without thinking about it. So there's a lot of things now where practitioners, whether it be a developer, an engineer, a business analyst or a product manager, they can actually have things provided to them in a way that they don't have to think about anymore. And then they can actually input their own context and make a much better decision. So I think all that working together is just going to, it's going to enhance knowledge sharing. It's going to give a new lens to prioritization and help everybody with actually proactive decision-making, I'd say. And looking at the predictive insights as well, you're seeing, like I said before, the contextual information all being brought together from different systems. That's really powerful. If you're in a client-facing industry, But yeah, I think there is a bit of a fear that it will homogenize things a little bit. But I think, like as I said, I think the structures that AI gives us, it's going to enable much more high value work to be done.
Definitely no denying that AI is making big impacts by automating tasks and just kind of helping teams focus on high value, higher value work. But for our last prediction, last and third, the shift isn't just about technology. It's about Agile expanding beyond IT. As different departments adopt Agile ways of working, how can organizations use this evolved principles to drive digital transformation and broader business goals in 2025?
Yeah, I think we've seen some key teams really come on board with agility over the last couple of years. And I think that's just going to grow. So, finance, marketing, HR, those types of functional areas, along with operations, customer facing staff in frontline organizations. That's all happening right now. And it's just going to increase, I think. So, there's a lot of benefits for those functions, like streamlining hiring processes, like finance being able to cope with dynamic budgeting without using 1,000 spreadsheets or conversions anymore. Marketing, iterating those campaigns in real time. So like this is all delivering the promise of like greater transparency, increased flow, more collaboration. So I think we'll see that. And so then once you've got all those functional areas plus the sort of the more traditional areas, doing this kind of work, you could have a single view of work or strategic portfolio management tool. That's going to enable the leaders to actually see all of that work aligned to their business goals and from execution level all the way back up to their strategy.
I love seeing how these principles are all reshaping these different departments, and not just in the process efficiency, but also improving transparency and overall collaboration. And so we've talked about how organizations are shifting towards strategic agility, leveraging AI for smarter workflows, and expanding Agile beyond IT to drive innovation and collaboration across the enterprise. So looking ahead to 2025, how do you see these trends coming together to help organizations align their strategy with execution and stay competitive in a landscape that's always changing?
Yeah, I guess it comes all the way back to what I said at the beginning. Like people are always looking for measurable outcomes. So I feel like now with aligning strategy execution with that single view of work, they're going to be able to actually see the things being delivered. So whether that's their innovation portfolio, their operational portfolio, or their long-term goals, whatever it is, you should be able to actually at the end of 2025, prove what you delivered, prove what you said you were going to do in a much easier way. I think, the principles of what agility was offering over the last 20 years combined with AI insights is going to really like change the game in terms of optimizing how people and teams operate, reducing waste, integrating sustainability metrics. There's a whole bunch of benefits there which they didn't used to have. You can actually easily adapt to what's happening in the environment around you. And like we talked about in the last point, that cross-functional collaboration is always, things happen better when everyone's working together. That's a key part of the movement. So that's going to enable us to tackle life. Complicated challenges and complex challenges much easier, and it builds resilience, but it also actually increases the capability of the whole organization.
Yeah, so bringing strategy, execution, and sustainability together with Agile and AI sets the stage for long-term success ultimately. And it's exciting to see how these shifts are not just improving efficiency, but also helping organizations stay resilient, as you said, and future ready. And that is all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, Greg, for sharing your thoughts and stories with us. It was great having you on the show, and we hope to see you in another episode. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in as well. If you'd like to hear about a topic or have any questions at all, feel free to pop them in the comments section and subscribe to stay agile. See you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.